Let's check the markets. Joe Camp, Comstock Investments, a tough week, but July treated us better than June finished.
That was part of the issue, it would seem. The lower grain prices stemming from it being the last day of July and positions being squared. So the grains, many markets going in the opposite direction of how they had spent July. It started off with a really strong rally, leadership from wheat, contrasted with wheat leading the way lower at times and finishing more than 20 cents down for the Kansas City and Chicago winter wheat contracts. What was friendly coming in on Thursday morning that Ukraine had sent drones to attack a Russian port on the Kerch Strait and further disrupting export prospects. And then news of, well, maybe they'll get something figured out, not only negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, but then both countries trying to find other routes to get shipments of, say, wheat, corn, sunflower seed oil, those key products from their region into the global market. And the other thing, not seeing from the Thursday morning export sales report, a real strong response lately for U.S. wheat exports picking up as a result of all the international drama. So wheat back lower, weighing on corn and soybeans. There's also something else going on, and that's weather. Of course, we have this saying, it's raining in Chicago, and that fits with today and traders seeing the rainfall come down. An extension of the system that moved through the Western Corn Belt on Thursday evening, farmers reporting mixed coverage and amounts, but finally, mostly seeing some semblance of moisture. And we've now got that rain potential in the Midwest leading into Friday night and Saturday. So down into the month, still up holding gains for July are the grain futures.
Joe Camp, Comstock Investments.